This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
See, down this last 35, 40 games for you, it's just, I mean, everything you're hitting is hard. You're getting hits every single night. For you, what do you think is the difference? What are you feeling right now in the box?
I want to win. I think that's the most important thing right now for me. I want to win. I want to play October here in Fenway. I haven't really experienced that moment yet, and in the box right now, that's what I'm trying to do, help the team win.
We haven't been more wrong, Keith, about anybody than Sadon Rafaela.
No.
He's high on
I'm
my personal list. I mean, look, I've been wrong about a lot of things, many players.
Oh, yeah.
Many takes. Life decisions. I mean, I've been wrong about a lot of things, so actually something's probably higher on the list, but
can't think of anything.
Recent vintage.
My upcoming list of top five superheroes might be worse than this, but so
recent vintage, I think this is one of the ones we both were in lockstep on and both very, 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 very wrong about.
What's worse, being wrong about a player that you say is going to be good and stinks, or a player that you think won't be good and is awesome?
A vacuum, I would say it's better to predict somebody to be really good and then they stink, because fans usually forget about that one, than the other way around.
Okay.
Like if Sadon Rafaela.
About N'Keal Harry.
Yeah, oh, your Harry take.
Yeah, right.
Or like my Chad Jackson take back in 06.
I guess that's true. I do get the N'Keal Harry one thrown. Maybe the fans have not forgotten about that one.
No, they'll hang on to that.
But yeah.
But like, they throw it back at you for Jackie Bradley, too.
Yeah, it's probably better
it's
than.
It's a you thing.
Say it again?
Maybe it's just a you thing.
Yeah, I was right about Jackie Bradley.
Yeah, I know you're kind of on the right side of history.
Friend of the show, Jackie Bradley. Yeah, of course. But I think it's better than you're like, hey, this guy's never going to be anything, and then he's, you know, an
like
all-star.
MVP candidate, Sadon Rafaela.
Right, so I think in a vacuum it's better, but I guess there are examples. Either way, it's not great to be wrong, but I've been there.
No, but it's part of it.
He's been awesome.
He's been pretty insane, and he's obviously a great defensive outfielder. That sort of goes without saying, and that was always what – you started the conversation with him. You're like, oh, he's unbelievable. He could win a gold glove. And they're like, that guy comes up with a lot of hits. Pretty timely hits. And he's got some power. He's got 12 dingers.
Do you think he gets his due defensively here?
Not yet.
So
I think people acknowledge it. But I think
right away,
he is good.
Right away, Jackie Bradley. Not to scratch this.
Oh, here we go.
But like right away, Jackie Bradley, people are like, that's the best defensive center fielder
I've
ever
seen. Him and Fred
Lynn. Yeah.
And you're like, all right.
And I'm like, Rafaela's already better than him, I think.
Oh, yeah. We don't need to redo the whole Jackie Bradley thing. But he wasn't the best center fielder on his own team.
Okay, but people.
He was actually the worst in the division for a while.
This is not to scratch the Bradley itch. It's really genuinely not.
Yeah.
But it's just to illustrate that people don't talk about Rafaela that way. They're not like, oh, my God, he's here and he's already the best defensive center fielder in baseball.
You know what I think part of that problem was? Last year, them yo-yoing him around. He played so many different positions.
True.
Like, right now he's just playing center field. I think by the end of the year, I think you'll probably get some of that. Give him a couple more web gems. He's already had a bunch this year. You give him a couple more, I think it'll start to be discussed.
It's also, I mean, you know, not for nothing. 10 years ago, we cared about the Red Sox that much more than we do now. 10 years before that, we cared about him that much more. So, like, just the Red Sox star has fallen so far.
And they also had a stretch where you had good hitting center fielders and like good leadoff guys, but Johnny Damon, Coco Crisp, and Jacoby Ellsbury weren't winning any great outfielder awards, right? Whether it be Gold Glove, they all had horrible arms.
Yeah.
They were all fast. They were all really fast. That was about it, though. But so it had been a while since you had like a true Gold Glove center fielder. Then you got Jackie Bradley, and then people were like, oh, this is very exciting. So we've already seen a good defensive center fielder, and then here comes Rafaela. But no, he is that. And he's 24 years old. Like, there's a lot to be excited about.
Yeah. You say this on or off the air. There's a chance if somebody gets hurt, he's in the All-Star game.
I think I said it on the air. Yeah. He could be. A couple more games for guys to get banged up, need a replacement. Here comes Rafaela.
Text line, Jones, fire Cora because he went to his daughter's graduation. That was not either of us. We actually did not fire him for that. We just said Vasquez was a better manager.
Yeah, they were
winning games without Cora.
Take all the time you need,
Alex. There was no firing Cora.
That was not us.
That was elsewhere. So Bregman is scheduled to be back in the lineup, we think, tonight.
Yeah.
My guess would be DH. You think they roll him right out? What should they do with him? Should they play him at third? I agree.
I would DH him. Meyer had a good game last night. I'd put him back at third base for another game. You know, we'll see what happens on tomorrow and Sunday. But, yeah, maybe if the plan is there's three games before the All-Star break, Bregman plays in two of them, DH is one of them, plays third the other one. Maybe he plays third base on Sunday, and then he gets like a whole week to recover from
that.
Yeah, that
sounds right to me.
Yeah.
DH is tonight, gets a game at third on Sunday, doesn't play in the All-Star game, has a few days off. He can go attend it, go to Home Run Derby with his kid, like he said he wants to do.
I wonder how baseball feels about that as a quick aside. He's already said he's not playing in the All-Star game, and they named a replacement for him, but he's going to play in games prior to. So remember, the NHL got pissed at Ovechkin. Ovechkin played all the way up to, said he was hurt, and then they're like, all right, well, then you can't play the next game after. Like, this was a couple years ago. He wasn't allowed to play the first game after the All-Star break.
Yeah. My sense is baseball would care maybe if Bregman was the team's only All-Star.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good point. If it was the NHL, they would have.
Because it is like, so you're too hurt to play in the All-Star game.
But then all the NBA guys skip the All-Star game.
They usually do. Yeah.
When they play.
And baseball also, they have different rules, too, when it comes to like pitchers and stuff. So they probably ultimately don't care. But I think it's kind of funny that he's already gotten a replacement, yet he's going to play in two games prior to.
Meanwhile, you have Bradfoe. This is a good scoop by Bradfoe after he came on yesterday, by the way. Like, we could have used dropped
we were
it here.
Asking you all these Bradfoe questions yesterday,
or Bregman questions yesterday, Bradfoe. And if you missed any of it, it's on the Odyssey app. Go check out the full interview without this piece of information. Bradfoe, per source, the Red Sox and Alex Bregman have yet to engage in talks regarding a contract extension.
Because Greg was asking Breslow yesterday about it. And was like,
he was like, give me a word.
One word.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
And then Brez was like, I gotta get back to you on that. He's like, one word to describe the conversations or whatever with Alex Bregman and Scott Boras. He's like, let me get back to you. Yeah. And then Greg tried giving him, he's like, is it ongoing? And then he's like, yeah, ongoing. No, it's not. Not ongoing. It hasn't
started.
It has not started.
Let me tell you.
What would your one word be? Nothing.
Non-existent. Yeah.
Well,
okay. As a hyphenated word?
No, I think that counts.
Yeah, nice. Okay, good. So I've been consistent on saying this. I wouldn't blink with Bregman because I don't think.
Where's he going?
I don't think he's going to opt out. I don't think there's a market for him to opt out. This is all. Remember where the story started. The story started with Boras.
Yeah,
the story.
I mean, please.
The story didn't
Boras
start.
And Ralph.
Yeah, like it was Scott. And right, you're right. Jim Bowden fanned the flames.
Yeah.
On Boras's behalf, I'm sure.
It's like he was just a free agent. He could have signed with all these teams. He signed with the Red Sox.
He didn't have.
He's missed half the season due to injury.
Now he's an All-Star.
He's good. No, he's very good.
But he missed a chunk of time. He's another year older, and he really didn't have a full-blown market last offseason.
Yeah.
Why do people think he's going to have one?
He's got basically. You can look at it if you're him. You can look at it as you play out this season and you already have 2 years, $83 million with the Red Sox.
Mm-hmm.
So could another team give you a third year? Yeah, but I don't think a team's giving you a three-year, $120 million deal.
I don't either. So look, maybe he opts out. That you can still pay. If he opts out, you're still allowed to pay him, by the way.
Yeah, you can.
So go ahead and opt out.
It's such a weird story to me, like, because I really don't think it's that big of a deal and super important. Obviously, Boras wants the most money. I'm sure Bregman, too. Like, why wouldn't you want the most money? But for it to be such a story and for the conversation this week being, well, if they don't extend him, they might trade him. They're not trading him. There's no way they're trading him. They're currently a playoff team. Alex Cora talks about the guy like he is the greatest thing that's ever happened to humanity. They're not trading him away. If Devers was still on the team, I guess maybe there's like a slim possibility that they do, but he's not. And so even more so, you're not going to deal him away.
No.
That basically confirmed it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So look, I am maybe the biggest Bregman guy. I would have a staring contest with Boris. Go ahead and opt out, guys, and go see if there's more money out there than $40-plus million a year here. I don't think there will be. Avery is in Connecticut. Get us started today, Avery.
Hey, I heard you guys talking about the potential of keeping Duran, and while I think that would be great, we basically have six outfielders on the roster, if you include Yoshida and Ref Snyder. I feel like the only way you want to keep
Yoshida
all of them is to move Rafaela to the infield. And I think your defense would suffer immensely, but you want Yoshida in that DH spot and Anthony in the outfield. So I think you got
to... No.
You don't need Yoshida to DH every day.
I want Anthony to DH most days. That's what I want. He's not good defensively. Not yet. So.
No, but what I think you should have is Anthony in whatever position he's more comfortable in, and Rafael in center, and then Jaron Duran probably in left, I guess. Because Duran's actually never played right. So I guess... So I mean, I just answered my own question. Put Roman Anthony in right, Rafael in center, and
if you want
Duran in left, I would do that most days. And then, all right, you have Willie Abreu, you have Yoshida, but Yoshida, you're not changing things just for Yoshida.
No, Yoshida, I don't really even need in the lineup. If he gets in there some days, fine. But to me, Anthony, you can play left field against lefties. Duran can get out of the lineup against lefties because he's not hitting them largely.
All right.
And then the other days, Anthony's at DH. Anthony's not a plus defensive player right now.
No.
Actually, he is.
Is he?
Yeah. I'm trying to compare him to other teams, but he doesn't qualify for some stuff yet.
Okay.
But he has three outs above average, which is high.
Okay.
Well, he also
He also played a single into an inside the park home run. So, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, like one bad
first
play.
Day here.
Okay.
And then he learned the next day how to field a grounder. They showed him on the field doing it.
He's fine now. Would you rather have him out there defensively or Duran? And Duran's had a bad year defensively.
Oh, God.
I'd still rather have Duran out there.
I don't know.
I would.
Last year, Duran. Not 2 years ago, Duran, or this year, Duran. But last year, Duran, I'd rather have out there.
Neither one
is Rafaela. Or even Abreu. Abreu is the next best defensive outfielder.
I'll dig in on some of these Knicks stats. I'm questioning that defensive stat for Roman Anthony.
Two things you can count on.
Qualify, so it's hard to compare him to actually other teams that guys have to do qualify.
Yeah, I disqualified him the second he couldn't field a ground ball.
Two things you can count on with Nick. He's going to have your WooSock stats, and he's going to have your defensive metrics.
I'm not
going to
have your WooSock stats. We're going to have your Kyle Harrison stats.
He loves just specifically Kyle Harrison
He does
stats.
Love defensive stats. That is
and
true.
And he's the defensive wizard.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I was like, David Hamilton sucks.
Really
no, he doesn't.
He just like apparently he just has the Fangraphs DRS column saved back there.
He's subscribed to it.
For some reason, those pop up on my Twitter a lot.
It's in his algorithm.
It is. And that's how I see him.
I have bum fights. He has that.
I think that's an AI. Yeah. I think that's an AI stat. Yeah. Not the channel Will Clark, but I think that's an AI stat.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.